just an invasion of privacy. Reason Magazine managing editor Catherine Mangu Ward says that's an invasion of simple decency. But, you know, this is over the top to me, Catherine. And it's like you're caught exposing something that is embarrassing. And I guess the best defense is a good offense. So you double down on arrogance. What do you make of it?
You know, I think it is perfectly legitimate for everyone to be extremely paranoid right now about who is reading their email and why. At the same time, I do think it's worth noting that that phrase, that sort of very aggressive phrase, no legitimate expectation of privacy, is actually, it's Google quoting the Supreme Court. It's a case from 1979. So this is a Google problem. It's absolutely a problem that Google is just out there saying, we can do whatever we want. You signed your life away. At the same time, this is a problem for everyone. This is actually just a problem of the state of privacy law.
I did recognize a lot of catchphrases that I've heard before from other tech titans caught doing the same kind of thing and saying, you know, I could go back to Scott McNeely at Sun Microsystems. If you want your privacy, get over it. Those days are gone, essentially. But others have said that. But Google developed it to an art form. And I'm worried that Google, still defiant in the face of this, is saying that it would be more than happy to do the government's bidding. Why wouldn't I and shouldn't I fear that?
You should fear that. You know, to my mind, the question of how complicit different companies were in the NSA surveillance scandal, how different companies responded to requests by the government to make their data easily available for government use, I think that is a totally legitimate question and something that we should be asking Google to answer in far more detail than they've been willing to do so far. But again, at the same time, you know, what Google is doing with that data is trying to sell you stuff, for the most part.
Bingo.
What the NSA is doing with that data is trying to find a reason to put you in jail.
Well, I don't know. They could take leaps with that and beyond that and share that with lots of folks for whom we never intended it to happen. But again, Catherine, you're right. It is part of the lexicon of our times. It's just sad. Catherine.